Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Valerie Smaldone with Leslie Gold. One of the biggest issues we face today is how to be secure with our personal information on the web. Now, with all the major companies hacking and U.S. hackings going on in the news, it's an area I'm sure we'll all need to be educated about even more. Enter attorney and cybersecurity expert Wayne Launstein. He is co-founder of VFT Solutions, which offers its clients the opportunity to turn piracy losses into assets and revenue to help brands protect, monetize, distribute, and market content and products effectively. So this is a very important area. Wayne, welcome to America Weekend. First of all, how much should we be concerned as individuals about our own cybersecurity?
Thanks, Valerie. I appreciate the opportunity to visit with you again. And I don't want to be a clarion caller of scary news, but I think we all have to have a reasonable expectation of the reality that at some point we will lose some connectivity, which means we can't get on the internet, whether it's on our smartphone, whether it's on our desktop, our smart TV, or even telephone service, which is, as people may be familiar with, voice over internet protocol. So there are many ways that we communicate today all related to the internet. So it's a big issue.
It's a huge issue, and it's another way that terrorism can bring down a society. Other than, you know, having physical terrorism, that's another tremendous form of terrorism when we can no longer communicate, we can no longer utilize the financial systems that we've set up in this country, right? All of this is interconnected. And pretty much everything we have is online. All of our information is online. So we are completely vulnerable. Is that correct?
Well, I wouldn't say completely vulnerable, because there's always the good old-fashioned how we did it before we were connected. And to be honest, there are other threats to the internet other than terrorism. For example, space weather can cause satellite and telecommunications outages, which is clearly something that's gone on as long as broadcasting has occurred. Related to terrorism would be cyber warfare by state sponsors. We've been seeing that going on all the time. There could be a political mandate. Certain nations have the ability, including the United States, to actually pull the plug on the internet if the government was to decide for some reason that they wanted it shut down. And, of course, physical cable cutting and things like that, which would affect the ability to communicate. So those are just a few of the major ones that lead us all to say, well, gee, might I have a plan in place? Wouldn't it be wise if this communication modality were to end?
So what, as a cybersecurity expert, which you have become, you're an attorney and cybersecurity expert, you wear many wonderful hats. How do you counsel your friends, your relatives, your neighbors, and your clients to be vigilant in how we communicate online?
First thing I would counsel any friend or client would to be base their world upon the understanding that anything they do in any internet-connected medium or modality would be never private. So everything you do is open to the prying eyes of whether it's state actors, terrorists, or cyber thieves. So understand that as a basic fundamental principle. Anything you put online is insecure. There are many products out there that are marketing services, monthly services. I'm sure they're quite fine, but they cannot prevent you from becoming the victim of cybercrime. They can only react to it once it happens. So the foundation has to be that I understand that every email I sent, every phone call I make, every text I issue is thousands of bytes and bits of information traveling on this neural sort of network all over the world that anybody can very easily see. If you understand that nothing is private, you'll be much more robust in your risk management of what's out there. And perfect example this week, the IRS said that hundreds of thousands of identities were hacked into using their databases by a foreign actor. The truth being, nothing is secure.
What I do not understand, and I think a lot of people don't understand, Wayne Launstein, is we have a lot of systems in place here, and yet an individual in another country can figure it out. That's what I don't get. Like, how can we not have this problem happen? What do we do to prevent this?
You asked the great question, Valerie, and that question is, what can we do to prevent it? By its very nature, connectivity, the internet, puts everyone on a same level. So, for example, the genius cybersecurity self-styled expert in Silicon Valley who uses the internet is sitting in the same area with somebody sitting in a cave in the middle or further east or the subcontinent, and they are using the same internet. So there's no differentiation in their ability to access content. If you go back to the concept of, let's say, Fort Knox, one of the reasons we built Fort Knox as a government was to protect our gold supply and assets. And it's a very strong and robust physical structure where people couldn't get in. And if they did try to get in, they'd probably be apprehended, shot, or worse. Mm-hmm. The internet does the opposite. It lets the bad guys have equal access to the building with the good guys because everybody's in the building. And if you think about it from that perspective, it's kind of scary. So I ask a hypothetical and hopefully rhetorical question. Is our rush to connect everything a wise strategy at the end of the day? And
right.
Shortly, my short answer would be, it's very useful. It's changed our lives immeasurably for the good, but it's been very invasive and dangerous in other ways. And I think the takeaway for all of us in our day-to-day lives is, you know, don't forget about writing important things on paper. Don't forget about having a safe. Don't forget about having some money. If the ATMs and banks who are all online go down, and I'm not trying to be a doomsday predictor, I'm just, the reality is it was a blackout in New York City in the 1970s. People didn't know what to do. So let's not forget all the things we learned as we were younger, and hopefully some of the lessons we're teaching our young folks today is be prepared. Nothing's guaranteed. That's not a reality of life. And there's a false sense of security that comes with the internet that I think is somewhat unhealthy.
You're right about that. We all depend on it so much with our, especially our smartphones. You know, you need to look something up and you just go to your phone and you get the instant information. Years ago, you'd have to use your mind. You'd have to search your mind, right? So Wayne, tell me about your company, VFT Solutions. What, you work with major brands and companies. What is the main focus of your company?
Our company is basically what I would call a counterintuitive way of controlling content on the internet. Many products such as music, video, live sports, or even goods and services are sold or transmitted on the internet, and there is rampant piracy. And piracy basically means, let's say, for example, an artist writes, records a song, expects to be paid for it, yet people can record and copy that file and share it with millions of people without any payment to the artist. That's piracy. That's taking somebody's intellectual property and not paying for it. And that goes on with live sports, whether it's NFL games or UFC fights or things like that. And unfortunately, that's a constant activity. And the solution that most people have been laying out there is to find the people who are engaged in distributing illegal content and shut them down, and that's what I call a reactive model. VFT does the opposite. VFT is a proactive model and actually goes out onto the web and finds people who are interested in trading in these illegal materials, and then we use our secret sauce to both identify them and affect their behaviors. Remember, everybody lives under the false illusion that what they do online is anonymous. And my big takeaway for you, Valerie, and everybody who is listening, that nothing you do online is anonymous.
Thank you. Thank you for that
don't
reminder.
Don't forget that.
Yeah, no, that's a great, important reminder. In just a few seconds left, Wayne, you have a webinar coming up with Ed Gorin, former president of Fox Sports. Is that open to everybody?
It is, and everybody is free to visit www.vft, Victor Frank Thomas, or Valerie Frank Thomas, .technology, and in there you will look under news and you'll find the registration list and links for the event, and we'd love to have anybody who's interested.
Thank you. That's coming up.
Great talent.
Yeah. Coming up end of June, so check it out. I'm speaking with attorney and cybersecurity expert Wayne Launstein, co-founder of VFT Solutions. Thanks so much, Wayne, for joining us on America Weekend.
Valerie, thank you so much for your time. It's always a pleasure to speak to you.
This is Valerie Smaldone with Leslie Gold on the Envision Radio Network.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.